This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Roots is in the house. Roots. War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Who else would it be hosting the Wayne Allyn Root Show? I had to say that because there might be some liberals listening. They would have no idea. Liberals couldn't spell cat. Ocasio-Cortez. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez couldn't spell cat if I spotted her the C and the A. So I'd have to explain to her that the Wayne Allyn Root Show is hosted by yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. Nothing coming out of Ocasio-Cortez's mouth makes any sense. Her idol in life must be Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters speaks gibberish. Ocasio-Cortez speaks gibberish. Can't understand anything these people say. Here's what I want to explain to all of you. President Trump's approval rating at Rasmussen, the only poll that really counts, that's ever accurate, is at 48% today, after everything. After everything they've thrown at him, after the kitchen sink, after Russian collusion, after IRS lies, crimes by Donald Trump, his IRS tax returns. He didn't pay his taxes. His lawyer, his aides, everyone's going to prison. Everyone around him's a criminal. He hates black people. He hates Hispanic. He separates children at the border from their mommies. After all of it, Trump's at 48% approval, 2 points higher than Barack Obama at the exact same time at Rasmussen during his presidency, exact same date. Is that amazing? That is amazing. That is, without a doubt, one of the most amazing things I've ever heard. This is, you know, after 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365 a day a year, negative media coverage, calling him a racist, KKK, a Nazi, and a criminal, and a spy for Russia. After all that, Trump's higher than Obama. And there must be a reason. I think it's because of this headline. Promises kept. Trump economy on track to create 25 million jobs over 10 years. After years of economic expansion, even a sluggish one, I always call that a lie, by the way. There was no economic expansion under Obama. They changed the term of what expansion means. If you have to spend trillions of dollars in debt to expand, and the Fed has to spend trillions to drop on the economy and drop on Wall Street from a helicopter, fake money, and the only jobs created after all that are millions and millions of low-paying, low-wage, crappy part-time jobs that don't even offer you health insurance, that's the only jobs created under Obama, that's not an expansion. So it's a lie to say we had an expansion. But anyway, reading the article, after years of economic expansion, even a sluggish one, the idea the economy could add 280,000 jobs each month needed to hit that goal struck many as far-fetched. Many thought we'd be lucky if job creation kept up with population control, creating 90,000 jobs a month. But the Trump economy is outperforming expectations. The economy is creating an average of 223,000 jobs a month. And that was in 2018, and with January's mammoth 304,000 non-farm payroll gain, the three-month moving average hit 241,000 jobs. During the course of 2 years of the Trump presidency, the economy's added 4,879,000 jobs. That puts Trump just 121,000 jobs behind, exactly on target to create 25 million jobs over 10 years. As January's numbers demonstrate, that could be made up in a single month. So Trump is on his way to creating 25 million jobs over 10 years. And the last guy to do that was Reagan. And those are the two guys that cut taxes dramatically and cut regulations dramatically. Ahead of his State of the Union speech tonight, Trump said, "We will build a human wall made of the United States military." Trump released his first tweet referencing the caravan that's coming to the southern border. Tremendous numbers of people are coming up through Mexico In the hopes of flooding our southern border, we have sent additional military. We will build a human wall. If we had a real wall, this would be a non-event. The reports are that Trump has just sent 3,750 troops to the border. The caravan is supposed to be 12,000 strong. We know from recent times there's a strong chance they will try and breach the border. We absolutely need a wall, but unfortunately, what we're left with at this moment, thanks to Trump, is at least a human wall. Meanwhile, Democrats reveal their priorities in the State of the Union invites. They invited a bunch of people. They're invitees, illegal immigrants, transgenders, and gun control. Craziest thing I've ever seen. It's a freak show. The Democratic Party is a freak show. Senator Jeff Merkley of Ohio, Oregon. Isn't that funny? I've never heard of him in my life. He's a United States Senator. One of the 100 most important people in the United States of America. I've never heard of him in my life. Jeff Merkley of Oregon invited mother and daughter Albertina Contreras Tellator and Jacqueline Garcia Contreras, who were separated at the southern border with Mexico while trying to enter the United States. Can you imagine the nerve? I'm not a mean person. I never have been. I'm a nice person. I would absolutely have ICE standing at the door and arrest them on the spot. I'm sorry. You can't let illegal immigrants into a speech by the president. They could murder him. It could be an assassination attempt. Anyone with a criminal record or who's committed a crime or is known as a criminal can't be allowed to be let in to see the president. Where is the Secret Service? How could a guest of a senator be an illegal alien? I mean, it's just absurd. Senator Kamala Harris will bring Tricia Passeri Divick, an air traffic controller who was temporarily furloughed during the recent partial government shutdown. Interesting, because in the news day and night at the time of the shutdown was, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, the world is ending. Oh my God, government shutdown, the world's ending. We can't go on. The economy will collapse. Jobs will disappear. We're all dead. And meanwhile, the shutdown was in 1 month, the month of January. And we added 3,000 to 4,000 jobs thanks to the Trump economy, which means there wasn't one headline announcing that while the government was shut down and while the government employees were laid off, the economy prospered. Not one headline announcing the truth. Things got better when the government economy shut down. When the government shut down, we did better when government employees were laid off. Nobody wants to admit that. The only guy in America willing to admit that is Wayne Root telling the truth. It's just raw truth. Let's see. The government was shut down. 800,000 government employees lost their jobs temporarily. The economy grew 3,000 to 4,000 jobs. Manufacturing jobs went way up. Wages went way up. Didn't miss a beat. Nobody cared. So we had a trade war with China that everyone said would ruin the United States economy and kill all the jobs. And kill the middle class and kill manufacturing. And we had a government shutdown. We had 800,000 government employees without jobs. And January is when you lay off all the seasonal employees from Christmas. They're all out of work. And Trump created the greatest January I've ever heard of in my life. 57 years old. I've never seen a January statistics that good from the Labor Department. Nobody wants to announce any of that. Maybe the economy didn't do good in spite of government being closed and government employees being laid off. Maybe it did that good because of government employees being laid off. You ever think about that? Maybe the more government employees you fire and the more parts of government you close, the better the economy will do. Did that ever occur to you that all government employees do all day long is screw things up? You know, I've never cursed on the radio, and I try not to curse too much in real life. I really do try my best, even though I grew up in a very rough neighborhood in New York, and the F word was kind of a verb, a noun, an adjective, all rolled into one. But I'd love to use the F word here. Does it ever occur to you that the freaking government is in the way of business, and if you fire government employees and close large portions of government, we'll do freaking better? Does it ever occur to you that that's what's standing in the way of prosperity for all of us is government, and that the government's too big? That we were the greatest nation in world history with the greatest economy in world history, like nothing anyone's ever seen for all these years, and it was mostly with small government until the last 50 years. And the worst the economy did in the history of America was when the Fed was founded in 1913 or 1916. Whatever year the Fed was founded was the same year we instituted an income tax. It was Woodrow Wilson as president. It was the worst year in America's history. He adds the income tax or introduces the income tax and the Fed in the same year. And ever since then, it's been all downhill. Massive inflation, and long periods of bad economy and multiple great depressions. You know, we had a great depression in the 1930s, 1929 through 1940 or so. World War II got us out of it. And then nonstop recessions from that point on in the 60s and 70s. And then we got out of it from Reagan. And then we got back in it again a couple times. And then we're out of it, got in it big with Obama, which I call the Obama Great Depression. That was the worst we've ever had it since the first Great Depression. Then we got out of it because of Trump. But ever since income tax and the Federal Reserve, both measures of big government, economy's never been the same. Some more people coming to the tonight's State of the Union. Elizabeth Warren is bringing Sajid Shahir. You like these names Democrats bring? Everybody's got the same kind of name. La Gubli Kaplu Blah Blah. Did anyone ever hear of, like, you know, my board op, Chris Campbell, Wayne Root, Andrew Paul, my producer? Do you notice a trend? Republicans' names are simple and American. And they sound like you could speak them in English. And everyone in the world the Democrats loved is named Sajid Shabubalap. What's the matter with you people? Do you not like Irish, Italian, Jews, and WASPs? Well, I can answer that. You don't. You hate us. You only like people out of brown skin. Isn't that interesting? The media says Republicans hate, you know, are racist, hate people of color, hate brown skin people. So what about the other side? Democrats hate white people. That's so clear. They hate white people. They hate anyone born in America. Anyone native born. Except for, of course, Indians. The original Native Americans they love. Because that's a minority and they've got darker skin. I mean, you can't ever admit the opposite? First of all, I've never met a Republican who actually hates black people. I've never met one. Never in my life I've met one. Not one. We all want to give everybody an equal shot. But we don't want to help you because you're black. We don't want to help you because you're Spanish. We want to help everyone of every color. And we don't want to give anyone a hand just because they're black or of color or dark skin. But Democrats really do hate us. No question about it. We'll be right back. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
War now!
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Morning, sir.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. I want to say hi, by the way, to one of my listeners and fans, Mary Perry. She was away for a couple weeks. She's back. She wanted to let me know she's listening to the whole show today. So, Mary, top of the morning to you. How are you? It's not a morning, it's an afternoon, but that's okay. I'm in an Irish mood today. Top of the morning to you, lass. Mary Perry's a great lady, great lawyer here in Las Vegas. Could be a judge in the very near future. Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, including my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. That's why I said hi to Mary. She's in Las Vegas. One of my favorites in Las Vegas. Good lady. You're a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I do fight for immigrants, by the way. Legal immigrants who aren't on welfare. I don't want people to enter my country illegally and then collect money. Who would want that? That's like saying I want people to break into my house every night, and once they break in, I'll pay for them for the rest of their lives. Who would be dumb enough to want that? Only a Democrat. Coming to you from the entertainment low-tax capital of America, at least for the moment, Las Vegas. And we really are. I saw an article today in the Wall Street Journal about how everybody is leaving New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Maryland and Illinois. And those were, just by coincidence, those are the states everyone's leaving in droves, running for their lives. New York, just the governor admitted they're losing everybody with money. They're all moving to Florida. And it just so happens on the list of the states that you pay the most state taxes to when you add in sales taxes, income taxes, and property taxes, it's those exact states. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland, and California. And that's where everybody's leaving. And then the states, they said that were the lowest, number one, I can't remember, but number two was Nevada. Number two lowest in the entire United States out of 50 states in state taxes when you add in everything together. Thank God for Nevada. But, of course, they're going to ruin it now because you have Democrats controlling everything. It's Wayne Root in Radio Free Nevada because I'm the last bit of land still owned and radio station run out of for conservatives in a state that's now turning Democrat. Very sad. I don't know if we can flip it. I have no idea. So many illegal aliens voting in this state. That's how we got our governor. He'll never admit it. I'd love to hook him up to a lie detector test. Hey, Sisolak, let's have a question. Did you get elected with the help of illegal aliens? No! Fry his balls. You're all liars, man. You're all liars. If we could hook you up to a lie detector test, you would all know the truth deep down. You are winning elections with illegal aliens and voter fraud. Illegals are voting by the thousands all over Las Vegas and Clark County. And you know it. And that's how you got elected. And you know what? How about if I played the resistance the way you play the resistance nationally? Like Trump gets elected fair and square. You get elected by the Electoral College. He wins by a wide margin, basically the Electoral landslide. And Democrats say it wasn't fair. He's not the duly elected president. We got to assassinate him. We got to stop him. We've got to impeach him. We got to arrest him. We got to make him resign. We got to put him in prison. We can't allow a single thing he wants to happen because he's not the real president. How about if I treated Steve Sisolak that way? How about if we said Steve Sisolak was not elected fair and square? Adam Laxalt's the real governor because once you subtract illegal aliens and voter fraud, Sisolak's not the governor. So I'm the resistance. So, sorry, Steve. What if Republicans started screaming, we got to assassinate Sisolak? What if Republicans started screaming, got to impeach Sisolak? We got to arrest him. We got to go after his lawyers. Let's raid his lawyer's office. Oh, and let's find all the women Steve Sisolak's had an affair with. And let's go after all of them. Let's destroy his life with them. I don't mean like now while he's in office. I mean 10 years ago. Anyone you had sex with 10 years ago, Steve Sisolak, anyone from 10 years ago, we can now come back and destroy your governorship based on that. And we're going to arrest your lawyer. We're going to raid your lawyer's office in prison until he screams all kinds of bad things that you've done, and then we're going to put you in prison. How about if we took everything Democrats are doing to Trump and we did it to Sisolak? I'll bet you when Sisolak had a State of the Union in Nevada as governor, the Democrats, Steve Sisolak, there wasn't one Republican who said, I refuse to show up. But tonight there are Democrats not showing up for the State of the Union. How about if we played the Super Bowl and whoever won said, if they were from Nevada, they'd say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to the governor's mansion. I won't even be in the same room as Steve Sisolak. Have you ever heard a Republican say that about a Democrat? Never. Wayne Root hated, mark it down, I hated Barack Obama. I despise that man. He is a communist. He is scum. He is a traitor. He committed treason against his country. If Obama invited me to the White House, guess what I would do? I'd go to the White House. I'd take a picture, smiling, shaking his hand. Great honor. Democrats are nuts.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump getting ready to deliver his State of the Union address, this after meeting with reporters for an off-the-record luncheon that traditionally does take place on the day of the State of the Union. Also going on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader, Republican of Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says we need to reach an agreement on border security so we can fund the remaining parts of the government.
It's been long since forgotten, but 75% of it was done before the end of the fiscal year, and we were on the way to getting all 12 bills until we ended up in the wall debate. So I'd love to see us finish the work.
Pope Francis is acknowledging the scandal of priests sexually abusing nuns. The Pope made his first public comments about the issue to reporters as he returned to Rome from a flight to Abu Dhabi. The Pope says he remains committed to doing more to rid the Catholic Church of what he referred to as sexual slavery. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
and speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV, is our third hour. You know, USA Radio, which we're on right now, national radio, affiliates all over the country, is hour number one and hour number two, which is 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock East Coast time, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock West Coast time. But hour number three, 8 o'clock East, 5 West, is Newsmax TV, our third hour. The camera comes on. We're on national TV. I've got the number one show on Newsmax TV by a mile. Bill O'Reilly joins me three times a week. The great Bill O'Reilly, number one at cable news for 16 years in a row. Bill brings him in. I keep him for life. That's the teamwork we've got. It's a tag team, World Wrestling Tag Team. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV. All you do is call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and tell them you love Wayne Root's show, War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, every afternoon at 6 o'clock West, 5 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock East, and you can't get it on their cable channel. You will switch to DirecTV or Dish unless they pick up Newsmax TV so you can watch my show. Tell them that, 844-500-6397. Lodge your complaint, 844-500-6397. And you can also watch my show repeat the next day. Every one of my shows repeats the next day on Newsmax TV, 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. All right, we've got a great guest, Phil Robertson. He is the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty. He's got a fantastic new book out. He's one of the most recognized voices and faces of conservative Christianity in America. His new book is The Theft of America's Soul. You can find out more at theftofamericassoul.com. Theftofamericassoul.com. I'm a big fan. Tickle Pinky's on. Phil Robertson, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, doing well, man.
You and I have a lot in common. We're both big conservatives, and I produce reality TV shows. I produce three hits already, by the way. And I've got my own TV show every night on Newsmax TV. So I'm a big fan of yours. I love what you've done. Duck Dynasty is a big hit, a monster hit, and you are to be commended, my friend. Thank you and congratulations for all you've done.
Hey, thank you.
All right. So what inspired you to write The Theft of America's Soul, Phil?
You know, you start reading these texts like 1 John 5:19. We have the children of God. And the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Or like Paul told Timothy, he said, the Lord's servant must not quarrel, must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and they will escape from the trap of the devil who's taken them captive to do his will. You start reading texts like that, and then you look up at America and you say, you know what? I think the evil one has his hand on the throttle with what I'm seeing across America. So I think I'll just say a few words to see if I can get them to turn back to God, love him, and love their neighbor. I do not see the downside of that.
I'm with you. By the way, I'm a kind of a different kind of guy. I'm a Jew from New York who took Christ as my Savior about 30 years ago. So
hey,
we're on the same team,
my
friend.
Man.
We're on the same
team. You're the tree. You're the tree. And I was grafted in as an old lowly Gentile. So kudos and thank you, Jewish people. Without you, we're done, my man.
Well, I've always said that, you know, the reason Jews make such good business people is because the original Jew was Christ, was a CEO, right? He's the CEO of Christianity. And so we're good at being CEOs.
Hey, I love it.
Let me ask you a question. The subtitle of your book, we're talking to Phil Robertson, by the way, from Duck Dynasty, A&E's monster hit Duck Dynasty, and he's the author of a new book called The Theft of America's Soul. He's a great man, great Christian, great family man, great husband, great father. And it just when you watch him, you see he kind of glows, man. He's a good example of what nice people Christians are, because he just glows when you watch him. And you just know he's a good person. And so the subtitle of your book is Blowing the Lid Off the Lies That Are Destroying Our Country. Tell us about these lies, Phil.
Well, it starts with, we've been on about a 60 year run. It started when I was about a sophomore, a junior in high school, and where they began to outlaw any scripture reading in school, then they outlawed prayer in school. So they basically just ran God out of the school system through the 60s and 70s and on up to the 80s. He was gone, and I'm just looking as a human being, an American. I love my country, and my question to them is how has this no God thing, how's that turned out for us, culturally speaking?
Not good. So, not good. Tragic.
Tragic. I mean, they've replaced Bibles with metal detectors in these schools. That's amazing, huh?
It's amazing. And they don't want you to ever say, you know, the word God in the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance. They don't want you to say the Pledge of Allegiance. They think it's a sin to say the Pledge of Allegiance. To love America is a sin. These people are crazy, Phil. I swear.
Hey, when the Apostle Paul addressed the Roman Empire, it was at its peak, first century, at its peak. When he addressed them in Romans chapter 1, when he wrote to the church there, here's the way what he said. He said, because they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, which is what we've been on for 60 years, because the Romans refused to take care of the knowledge of God in their head. They decided to give that up. God gives them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. And listen to this list and see if it applies to America. 2,000-year-old writings now. He says, they become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, listen to this, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God haters. I've never turned on a computer, and I've never owned a cell phone, but they tell me all these traits of human beings are on it. God haters, insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They're senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless.
Hey, Phil.
They will literally cheer the edict that from now on you'll be able to kill your own daughter or your son. It was you can kill them in the womb. Now you can kill them when they come out of the womb, and people are jumping up and down and cheering. That one I just found very sad.
And, of course, you're referring to this new obsession by Democrats to murder babies out of the womb who are alive, right? That's where you're going, correct?
Yeah.
Crazy.
You wouldn't think they would cheer that like someone just scored a touchdown.
Crazy.
I'm thinking the gift of life in these times now, they just say the gift of life given to you, your sons and your own daughters, we slaughter them. And we killed 55 to 60 million of them. What should have been a great blessing, now these people are looking at it like it's a liability, and we got to take them out and get rid of them and sell their body parts. What a, you know, God says throughout the Bible that he hates the shedding of innocent blood. He hates it. So we are really doing some heinous things to our own offspring and to our neighbors and our brother, and it is a sad thing to watch. Mass shootings and robbery and rape and mayhem. It's that's why I wrote the book. I just said, well, let me put in a few words, and maybe I can help them.
You know, you've inspired me to mention to you, it's just a short verse. I want to tell you my favorite Bible verse, Phil. It's Isaiah 40:30, and it's a very hopeful verse. I'm a very positive guy. I believe America will win. I believe God will win. I believe in the end the devil will lose. I believe we will take back our country. And Isaiah 40:30 is, even the youths shall faint be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So you could be the strongest young man in the world, and if you don't believe in God, you're weak. You're tired, you fall down, you stumble, you bumble, you don't know what you're doing, you can't get out of bed. But the moment you believe in God, the moment you believe in the wonderfulness of Jesus Christ, you mount up with wings like eagles, and you fly, you soar. And by the way, that's what the American economy is doing under Donald Trump. It's soaring.
No doubt about it.
Right? It was dying under Obama, and it's soaring under Trump. I wonder why that is, Phil.
Yeah. Listen, I talked to Neil Cavuto this afternoon, and I said, I am stunned that with all the blowback, the vitriol, the hatred directed toward Donald Trump, I'm amazed at how much that guy, our president, has accomplished in such a short period of time. It's amazing. Think about it. We rallied together and were behind Donald Trump. You just think about what we could do.
And
I always remind them that God has given us eternal health care, and in this case, it's free of charge. Our sins have been removed by our Savior, Jesus. We're guaranteed to be raised from the dead, so we have life and immortality. And the kicker is, instead of doing what Kamala Harris said, it cost us $30 trillion free health care. If I could talk to her, I'd say, Kamala, I already have eternal health care, and it's free.
Yeah, you think health care is expensive now. Wait till it's free. Then you're going to find out how expensive health care is.
Yeah.
Phil Robertson. Hey, by the way, I was going to mention real quick, we're running out of time, but it's amazing with all the negative press and the hate towards Trump, and they want to kill him, they want to assassinate him, they want to impeach him. He's still at 48% approval. That's 2 points higher than Obama, same time as presidency. Phil Robertson, his book is The Theft of America's Soul. Go get it. Theftofamericassoul.com. Thanks, Phil. God bless. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase. purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment's sponsored by Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured on Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months, and he's made some great predictions in all those big media. You need someone with valuable advice. You need someone smart with good gut instincts. You need asset protection. If you're a qualified client who has bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove that Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. So what do you have to lose? The call is free. And you call in, you find out if you qualify, and if you do, you get a $199 gold coin free as a gift for doing nothing. You don't have to buy to get it. No purchase necessary. Because they want to prove that after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. And let me tell you, important gold and silver. I keep reading an article when I talk about this ad on Newsmax TV. I want to do it here on USA too. Big article out that gold buying by central banks, the biggest, richest, smartest bankers in the world who run entire countries' funds of money, most gold and silver buying in 50 years, right now at this moment. Why are they all buying gold and silver? Because they know the world economy is in trouble. Not the American economy, the world economy is in big trouble. Because they don't have Donald Trump running the world. And because they know that the world's awash in debt, including America, terrible debt. And so there's going to be a debt crisis. It's coming. And so they're all ready for it by buying gold, gold, gold. Why aren't you? Call Tangible Investments. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they can show you how to protect your assets with gold and silver as wealth insurance. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. 800, toll free, 780-9000. 800-780-9000. Find out if you qualify for your free fractional American Gold Eagle retail value, $199, 800-780-9000. Some letters I've gotten from my wonderful listeners. Thomas says, so there's now a guy who's suing his parents for giving birth to him without his permission. I kid you not. In the lawsuit, this guy claims that having a child is a moral evil and a form of child abuse because it exposes the child to potential birth defects, genetic disorders, obesity, and then old age, which ends in death, which he defines as torture. He's part of what's called the NATAL movement, N-A-T-A-L, which claims having children is a crime and supports euthanasia and abortion as a means of controlling the plague of too many humans on the planet. So here's a cure for this atrocity, he says. Kill yourself, you moron. You are the plague, and a bullet is the cure. Turn yourself into fertilizer and have your ashes spread in the field. You can't make this stuff up. Reality is more insane than paranoid schizophrenia. That is true, Thomas. This guy is nuts, and the NATAL movement is obviously insane. Larry says, War, do they really think if or when a Democrat is ever elected president that we would let the president hold office in peace? The precedents that the liberals have set of evil being perpetrated and established now against President Trump will have repercussions far beyond this day. True. Like I said, like I was comparing to the governor of our state, Steve Sisolak, do you really believe that we're not going to be the resistance, that we should just stand around cursing you and threatening assassination against you and threatening to hurt your children? Oh, I forgot about that one. How about your children? Your children are fair game. If Trump's children are fair game, let's call your children names. Let's be nasty to them. Let's try and put them in prison. They want to put Ivanka and Don Jr. in prison. So let's put Sisolak's children in prison. This is all nutty stuff. This is what we do in America. But it is what liberals do. Can you imagine if we treated you the way you treat us? Then you're not the real governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak. I refuse to accept you as governor. You were not elected fair and square. Well, you were elected fair and square. There's nothing I could do about it. You cheated better than anybody else did. You know, you got all the illegals to vote, so you're the governor. But if I wanted to treat you the way they treat Trump, I'd say you were not duly elected, fairly elected. As far as I'm concerned, you're not the governor of Nevada. Would you like to be treated like that and let us go after your children? Let us go after you and put you in prison? Let us go after you for sex you had 10 years ago? AOC, another letter from Iran. AOC is an imminent danger, meaning Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. War. She's an opportunist from the Bronx, a place we both know well, because Ron's a fan of the show. He was born in the Bronx, and I was born in Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. So Ron says, would like to know where she went to school and what kind of grades she got. They keep talking about Trump's tax returns. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a year ago, was a bartender. I guarantee you she lived on tips. They all do. Did she report all of her tips to the IRS? Did she pay her proper tax rate? Here's a tip. Probably nada. I'll bet she didn't report one dime to the IRS. She's a criminal. Let's arrest her. Time to find out. After all, she is for the working man, and she's for high taxes. I wonder if she paid any. Best always, Ron. I have the best listeners. They're so smart. So much smarter than your average liberal. I mean, it's like 4-1. Not even in the same world. All right. Oh, here's one more. One more letter I wanted to read you. I knew there was another one. Concerning President Trump's use of the military to form a human wall. This guy sent this email to President Trump. He's a fan of my show. His last name is Gomez. This letter comes from the Gomez family. Today's headlines quote you saying you use the military to form a human wall if you can't get your funding. If that's the case, we want to urge President Trump to also consider the following. Along the southern border where there is no barrier or obstacles or wall to prevent illegal immigration, to have the military go ahead and cross the border into Mexico so that illegal immigrant interdiction, including criminals and terrorists, takes place inside Mexican territory. And those captured can be considered enemy combatants and promptly returned to Mexico for quick disposal back to their respective points of origin. Certainly this type of interdiction by the U.S. military would have to be coordinated hand in glove with the corresponding Mexican local police and the national military. Cordially, the Gomez family. Thank you, Gomez family. Very smart people who listen to my show. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Ooh.